So as we begin this meditation, I'd like to mention that there's been a whole series of instructions provided and then a separate discussion, instruction, orientation to some of the seven factors of awakening. And it's a lot of information about meditation that you received. And it can be too much. That one of the foundations for this mindfulness meditation is simplicity. If it's not simple, it's probably not vipassana. And to always fall back on the simplicity of the present moment experience. And that some of the instructions, if they seem complicated, then probably you shouldn't do them. But if they seem like the obvious thing, it's a way of opening up or including what's kind of obvious, then you can include the instructions. So for some people, the way to keep it simple is in some ways obvious, is to sit with mindfulness of breathing. And if that's all you did was come back to your breathing over and over again, stay with your breathing, and let everything else kind of be on the peripheral, you would go a long way in meditation practice. A Zen teacher in Japan said to me, everything you need to learn about Buddhism is found in your breathing. But then in vipassana practice, we keep opening to include more of what's obvious. So if body sensations become obvious and clear and compelling, then rather than making it complicated around them, then to be with the body sensations in a clear, maybe careful way, with what's obvious about them. And if emotions arise and they are compelling and clear, that, oh, I'm having an emotion, then the simple thing is to know the obvious, know you're having an emotion. If thoughts make themselves clear that there's a lot of thinking or thinking going on, then to be aware of them is the obvious thing of the moment. Oh, it's thinking happening. In this way, there's not like a lot of searching and digging up what's going on. And it's more like we keep opening to what's obvious. And one of the reasons this works for mindfulness practice, it isn't so much that we're trying to see something new as we are trying to see in a new way. And so how we're aware of all these things is important. How we're aware of breathing, when breathing is obvious. How we're aware of body sensations or of emotions or of thoughts or sounds or whatever is happening. That's the common denominator of all the things that you experience. Everything you could possibly experience in this universe, what they all have in common is you as the person who's experiencing them. Is you who is being aware of them. And if you could get a handle on how to be aware in a useful way, in a free way, in a non-conflictive way, in a simple way, you know, then know something about everything that you can experience in the universe. Isn't that phenomenal? It's kind of like an omniscience. You get to be omniscient in one particular way. You know something important about everything. And that is how you know it, how you're aware of it, how you're present for it, how you meet it. And so then an important part of mindfulness practice is being aware of how we're aware, but not to make it complicated, but to be aware of that in the obvious ways. Are you straining? Are you complacent? Lazy? Are you expecting? Are you burdening? You're bringing a whole backpack of stories and judgments and values and expectations with you when you're aware of something. And if so, the really great question is, how simple can I be being aware of this? And in that simplicity of awareness, that's where we find a new way of how to be with experience. And one way is to be independent, to be free, to see the independence, to know the freedom, and to see that how we're relating to it, how we're seeing it, how we're holding it, is a constant process of dissolution, rising and passing away. So to assume a upright or appropriate meditation posture for you, and to tenderly close your eyes, and then in that, one of the directions we're going in this practice is to the body and mind becoming soft. Can you allow yourself to be a little softer than usual? Maybe as you exhale, soften here and now. A willingness to be soft, willingness to be receptive and open, and perhaps a willingness to be simple with your experience. And ever so gently, taking some breaths that are a little bit bigger than usual, just to establish a connection to your breathing. Establish a connection to your body's experience of breathing. As you exhale, to relax any tension or holding that's easy to relax. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And as you are aware of your breathing, what is obvious? What is simple and obvious to be aware of in the body's experience of breathing? And perhaps from that backpack you're carrying, you can let go of any sense of ambition with your meditation, expectation, a the willingness to be with the simple experience of breathing. Being with the inhale when you're inhaling. Being with the exhale when you're exhaling. And noticing how you are in being aware. How is it to be aware of breathing? If there's any tension around it, maybe that can soften. If there's any way that you're slack or too loose with awareness, can you strengthen it a bit? A little bit more focused, perhaps. And then as you sit here, sooner or later you'll be aware of sensations in your body, sounds around you, feelings and emotions, the mind and its mental activities and thoughts. When those become obvious, then explore how you can be aware of them simply and openly, where there's a sense of maybe freedom, independence. And maybe even the way that they're not so solid, these experiences. Maybe in an obvious way, there's an ongoing dissolution of all things, and you aware in a relaxed, open way. And when body, emotions, and thoughts are not compelling, perhaps you can let breathing be at the center of it all. Breathing at the center of all things. Breathing is the source of being at home. Breathing, which welcomes all things to become unified, to become whole, without focusing necessarily on anything at all. So all things, no barriers, no resistance, nothing outside, everything inside the whole as you breathe. So when we realize how useful it is to notice how we're aware, how we're meeting experience, and we can begin discovering a way of being aware that's more at ease or more relaxed or more free and independent, then it's a lot easier to be at ease about imperfection. Occasionally you'll run into things in the world which are not perfect. Occasionally you run into things in yourself which is not perfect. But if you know that the key of it all is how you're aware, that you can be aware in a relaxed way, open way, maybe independent way, with freedom, maybe with forgiveness even, with kindness, then it's much more okay that things are imperfect. And it's much more okay that you are imperfect, if that should be the case. So now there's time to continue with the practice here. And maybe after these days of practicing and you have a heightened sensitivity to understand better how to go about your day at the speed of mindfulness. One of the fascinating things to notice is when you get up from a sitting or you do something and you realize after a while that you certainly were kind of present doing whatever you were doing, walking down your hallway or doing something, but you really weren't, and you kind of really don't know what you were thinking about. That something, thinking and activities and concerns kind of gallop off, and you just kind of gallop off with them. But to go at the speed of mindfulness means that you go at such a speed, such a care, that you would know what you're thinking. You know the thoughts that arise. You know the intentions that arise for what to do next. You would recognize your steps as you walk. Not necessarily all of it at once, but you're there available to really see what's really happening without anything galloping off. And may you really enjoy yourself, your day, your practice. And if you stay close to the speed of mindfulness, then you'll also stay close to that wonderful place of freedom where you can be at ease with imperfection when you happen to encounter it. So enjoy your day. Thank you.